Chapter 1, The Law of Attraction. To keep this short, quantum physics has already proved that you can affect things with just thought. That's in a lab, not hocus pocus, not me saying it, real stuff. If you want to go onto YouTube and search the double slit experiment, then you'll see an experiment that's been done multiple times and proves that matter is affected just by looking at it, which is what we wish to achieve with the law of attraction. So if we can affect things just by thought, then how much can we do with our minds? Well, as I'll show you later on, I found this to be virtually creating the impossible. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The law of attraction is about manifesting, and that is making things happen with your mind. This is something which we all can do. A few of us are good at making good stuff happen, and most people are good at manifesting bad stuff. But we are all manifestors. We just have different levels of skills when using the law of attraction in our lives. Alexander Graham Bell, most famous for his invention of the telephone, said about the law of attraction, "What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists." The film The Secret really brought the law of attraction into the mainstream and has been seen by well over 200 million people. But I'm guessing now there's probably another few hundred million who've studied it a little or a lot in books and courses. So a fair percentage of the world's population knows of it and understands it. But it's not just a modern day philosophy. 5,200 years ago, Krishna said, "When a person is devoted to something with complete faith, I unify his faith in that. Then when his faith is completely unified, he gains the object of his devotion." 2,500 plus years ago, Buddha said, "What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind." 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ said, "Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." 1,400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad said, "Actions are judged by intentions, so each man will have what he intended." I could go back to every spiritual teacher, and they would all tell you about the law of attraction in their own words. So this is not something new, and this is not something religious. This is not something that a group of teachers have thought up to sell some books. It just is. And one day, it will become accepted and considered the norm. However, you have the choice of deciding if that's right or not now. And it's not my right to force you to make the choice one way or the other. I will merely show you the benefits and the costs of your choices. So do you think it helps you in manifesting the law of attraction to choose that this is something real and you can control it if you learn how? Or do you think it helps you in mastering the law of attraction to choose to not believe it's real and therefore cannot help you? When it comes down to the mind, the secret is to go with what benefits you. So which one benefits you? However, you don't need to believe, as that takes effort, and I'm not a fan of effort in that direction. So all you need to do is choose that it is of benefit to you, that it's real. That's all. Consider this. You can choose to do that for now. You can always change your mind later. Does that now feel okay to you? You get all the benefit without any of the commitment, as all that matters is the benefit. Do you agree? You may wish to pause to consider that for a little while and then come to the conclusion for yourself, because it's much more powerful that way. But as with everything, that's your choice. I can only tell you what will help. You have to decide to apply it to receive the help. A choice. And choice will always be the problem and the solution. People used to say to me all the time, "Do you really believe in the law of attraction, Andy?" No, I don't believe it. I know it. I choose to know it exists. This is not faith. I do not need faith to know that gravity exists, even though I cannot see, hear, touch, taste, or smell it. Whatever you think is right, is right. I'll explain that to a greater depth later, but a quick example is, my mum recently asked me if she thought a particular supplement would help her health, and I said, "If you think it will, then it will." You do not consciously need to believe in it, nor do you consciously need to know it. However, you do consciously need to not let not believing or not knowing get in your way to creating your desires. Although knowing it really makes stuff easy. But that's your choice. The law of attraction is simply a tool, and like every tool I've ever used as a craftsman, it came with a manual. The manual was next to useless in making you an expert in the use of the tool, and merely acted as a guide so you didn't stick, say, the chisel in your eye. The real manual we create ourselves as we use the tool. As time passed, I became a better master of the tools I used. And when I spent time using a particular tool, then I became an advanced master of that. It is the same here. You're going to become a master with the law of attraction because you're going to create a manual for yourself as you become a better craftsman. As I said, we are all using the law of attraction all of the time. If you desire to know how good a craftsman you are with it right now, then just look at your life. But wait, you must not be quick to judge yourself here. I said look, I did not say judge. As there will be stacks of examples in your life right now of how you have used this tool in the most masterful ways to create what you desire. I'm talking about the good stuff, not the crud. Some of these will be stunning examples of which others are looking to achieve, not necessarily about money. So all you need to know to find out what to do in order to use the tool properly is exactly the same way as you have mastered its use before in certain areas. You simply have to look and see how you did use it to achieve what you achieved. Then you simply can apply the same techniques to the other areas of your life which you feel are lacking. So we all have this wonderful tool at our disposal. However, just to complicate and later simplify things for you, a better way to describe the law of attraction is as the law of creation. Sure, we get into vibrational alignment with what we want, and like attracts like. But what happens is we actually create the outcome we want in our mind by setting the vibration. We are all creators of our own lives, though right now you might not want to hear that if your creation isn't going according to plan. But just go with it and remain delighted with yourself, as later on I'm going to show you how you being the creator means that you can alter your results for real. So please don't shoot me yet. The law of attraction is not about wishful thinking. It is about using structured thought to create the outcome you desire. Just as I fix depression, worry, fear, anxiety, stress, overwhelm and all pain in life with structured thought in the bug-free mind process, you will use structured thought here to become a master of the law of attraction. As Earl Nightingale said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become our reality. This is an act of creation, not attraction. Well, in my opinion, anyway. Energy is, matter is not. What that means is that energy is all there is. Everything is made up of pure energy, and depending on which expert you read, then either all of the matter in the entire star system could be squashed down to the size of a pea, or that there is no matter at all. Wow, this is mind-blowing stuff. Isn't this fascinating? Now don't judge it, just observe. Keep something inside you observing your reactions to what you're about to read. Don't judge your reactions, just observe them. Judgment is weakness, observation is power. Personally, I have more trouble with the pea-sized amount of matter than the concept of no matter at all. Either way, and without judgment, we are just part of one great, great, great big sea of energy, which, as proved by the double slit experiment, shows that, little old us, each affects, on purpose or not, merely by thinking about it. Personally, I think science proving the law of attraction once and for all exists is one of the greatest discoveries ever made, as it stops the absolute argument once and for all. As my friend would say, I want some actual physical proof. Well, you got it. The law of attraction is more real than the chair you're sitting in. So what does this experiment really prove? It proves that we can affect things with just our thoughts. Now, I'm sure that most people studying this sort of work will have already instinctively known this, yet perhaps you didn't dare to believe it was really possible to do on purpose. As if you did dare, then that would mean you were a loony. But we actually can. We can literally create whatever we desire in our lives. In truth, we of course already are creating it. We are just creating it by accident. The truth, I think you will soon come to accept, is that you are in direct control, and the purpose of this course is to put you in control on purpose this time. Talking about the double slit experiment for a second, the physicists basically showed that one particle of matter actually went everywhere it was possible to go all at the same time. In other words, all possibilities happened all at once. Now this is clearly way, way off the comfortable map where we understand what's going on. So to bring it back to more comprehensible, practical stuff, what you want, the life you desire, already exists. You just need to desire it and focus on it in the correct way to bring it into your reality. To do this deliberately, you must act as if you already have what you desire, because of course, you already do have it. If it can happen, if it can be conceived, then it has already happened and can be a reality for you. You just need to bring it into your physical reality consciously. Too difficult, huh? Well, you've brought your current reality into reality already. That didn't just happen. You already know how to do it. You're just doing it by accident. So all you need to do is to learn how to do it on purpose. This really is all you need to do to create exactly what you desire. You just need to look at what you did right in certain areas of your life and copy that into the areas you desire more. Lack, limitation, doubt, and unworthiness all set up roadblocks which are not in harmony with creating what you desire. Yet they are predominantly in use by the vast majority of people. Which is, of course, why they get what they desire, as you have and as I have. We literally create our own reality. That's each of us. Yes, you are fully responsible. And that's right, luck really does not exist. We really do live in our own little worlds. But grasping this concept or fully understanding this stuff is A, not possible, and B, not even necessary. You just need to know it's real, or even just know that it might be real. Then you can create your chosen outcome. Beating the odds. But getting back to the film The Secret. What I always wondered was, it's been seen by 200 million people. Why aren't there millions of millionaires out there? People have been shown it and taught it after all. Surely isn't that enough? Well, according to Wikipedia, in 2012, there were only 12 million millionaires in the entire world. And millionaire isn't that rich, as that's assets worth $1 million, not including their own home. And $1 million is a lot of money to some people, but that's not what I consider to be rich in terms of money. But then again, the richest man is not the man who has the most, but the one who needs the least. Do you realise that the odds of a person achieving the goal of becoming a millionaire in today's world of over 7.2 billion people are about 600 to 1? Consider this. Would you bet on a horse with odds of 600 to 1? No way, right? You'd lose all the money you bet. Well, consider this. You're betting your life on it if you want to become a millionaire. That's 600 to 1. But to be very rich, you become an ultra high net worth individual. And this is someone with assets of over $30 million. According to Wikipedia in 2013, there were just 199,235 of those in the world. Meaning the odds against that are over 36,000 to 1. Would you bet your life on a 36,000 to 1 outsider? Well, if you're trying to get rich, that's the odds. I achieved this and beat those odds years ago before losing it all. So consider this. Is this something you want to achieve too? As that's a lot more money than you need to live a fabulous life of ease and enjoyment. You may wish to consider, do you want to spend your life attempting to beat those odds just to get rich? Or would you rather spend your life doing what you love and get somewhere on the rich scale instead? As to beat the odds, you're going to need to become a master of the law of attraction.